Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. And that is Alamo, the place to be, especially on Sunday mornings. And for those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come on and see us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome, especially visitors. And I note that we have some folks here today that I have not recognized here before, but let me just say welcome, and we hope that we don't disappoint you. But I have a correction to make to my sermon last night, and my wife and I discussed it at some length, but Ted says that he always listens to when Tessie tells him something, so I have to listen to Elaine. I was covering Zechariah and Elizabeth, and she says, what happened to them? Well, I don't know, except that as a couple, the Holy Spirit gave them John, and John became John the Baptist, probably at about age 15 or so. That's when you were an adult, and when he came in out of the desert, he was wearing a coat of camel's hair, which does not sound comfortable, and a leather belt. And he was eating all sorts of things, wasp, you name it. And just all, he lived kind of below the poverty level. But John was a very special person. To go just a little bit further, Zechariah and Elizabeth kind of are never again mentioned. But Jesus mentioned John specifically to his disciples, and I quote what he said, among men born of women, there is none as great as John the Baptist. So, now, I hope that covers Zechariah and Elizabeth. They dropped out of sight, but they sure had one heck of a son to raise. So having said all of that, the scripture for our morning worship opening is Psalm 98, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the glory of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Break into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, and with the lyre and the sound of the horn, make joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the seas roar, and all that fills it, all the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy, at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and its people with equity. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, O Lord, how awesome, how wondrous you are. You who created us, Lord, you who created this whole world, you who gave your only Son to us so that we might be reconciled to you. Glory and honor goes to you, O Lord. And we thank you for this blessed day, a day that was not promised to us, only by your mercy and grace. Only by your mercy and grace. Be with us today, Lord, as we celebrate the birth of your dear son. But Lord, I want you to help us to go way beyond that, to think of the things that he's done for us. Not just a baby anymore. He sits at your right hand interceding for us. Thank you, Lord. Bless this congregation, and please bless this worship. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? O little town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hawks and deers of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his head. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where mixed souls will receive him still, that dear Christ enters in.
Congregation, please be seated.
On this day, we remember that Christ is born.
Amen.
And Christ is born again in each and every heart. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Let us pray. O God, our Father, as we remember the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we welcome him with gladness as Savior and pray that there may always be room for him in our hearts and in our homes. For his sake, amen. Today, we light the Christ candle, for Christ is born.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
All right, but to quote Frosty the Snowman, happy birthday. So happy birthday to Jesus, but here's the other birthdays that are happening this week. Today, Holly Osborne. On the 30th, we have Jessica Cross Rivera. And on the 31st, Sonny Gossett.
All right.
So as we like to do, we're going to go ahead and sing happy birthday. All right. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right, and at this time, does anybody have any announcements? No, okay.
Wow.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, and today is Jesus' birthday.
Amen.
Isn't that just fantastic?
Amen.
Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, I pray that I may see you with fresh eyes as I read the precious story of Christ's birth. May I love you with a deeper love as my understanding of you grows. Thank you that you are living in me, and that one day I will see you face to face and know I am known. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let us prepare for our offering this morning. And I want you to remember something this morning. As you prepare and you prepare to give your gifts to the Lord, remember whose birthday that we say that we celebrate. Amen?
Amen.
Let us remember to give the Lord a gift this morning. And the best way that you can give a gift to the Lord is to give a gift for his service. We give thanks to you, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to give. Lord, it is by your mercy, by your grace, that we have things to share with others. We ask, Lord, that you would help us not to give grudgingly, or give, Lord, with any type of remorse. But help us, Lord, to give with kindness and with happiness and gladness in our heart, that we want to be a part of the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you would bless this offering. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Child shall lead them, he will bring them home. All the earth will see him, the knowledge of the Lord. He shall not judge by what he sees, or what his ears may.
Knowledge of
Amen. Amen. Randy. Listen for God's word. Our scripture comes from Matthew 1, 18 through 25. I believe I have it here. Oh, okay.
Today's scripture is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah.
Amen.
"She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Amen.
Amen. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Amen. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him that the Lord had commanded him, and took him home to be his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank be God. Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son and the unfolding of your eternal plan of salvation. Your perfect plan started as a tiny seed in the woman, traveling through time until he was born as a little baby in Bethlehem. And given the wonderful name of Jesus by his earthly guardian, he truly is my salvation. Thank you for his life, his example, and his redeeming work on Calvary's cross. May the name of Jesus be lifted high today. In his name I pray. Amen. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come on this joyous day. We come remembering. We come with open hearts, welcoming again the rebirth of Jesus Christ to each one of us. As we sit here, Lord, we hunger for your word, and we ask that you, through your Holy Spirit, give Pastor Ted the strength to deliver your message. Let all that he says be the words that you would wish. And let us receive word, let us receive your message, and let us take your message to heart. Let us ponder it as we leave here and deliver your message to all the world. These things we ask through our Savior, your Son, born today in our hearts, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Cheryl, could you play that video for me, please? Title this morning for our message is Saved from Sin. Saved from Sin. This is our Lord's blessed day. This is the day that we celebrate His birthday. But I want us to be mindful of why our Lord came to this earth in the first place. We sometimes see Him only as a little baby laying in a manger, and all of that's true. Oh, my friend, but it goes way, way beyond that. As I look around and as I looked on the internet last night, I couldn't help but wonder this. They had a poll of most of the churches. They said over 80% of them wouldn't be open today. And I couldn't help but think, wait a minute. This is the Lord's birthday. Why wouldn't you go and celebrate on the Lord's birthday? Why did Jesus come to this earth? Why did He come here? He could have stayed in heaven. He had everything going for Him. Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25 tells us why He came to this earth. You know why He came here, folks? He came to save us from sin. He knew that this world, that humanity, had a problem. And He knew that our Heavenly Father wanted a relationship with us. And the only way that could happen was that we needed to have someone, a stand-in, that would help us and would plead our case before the Father. And that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So He came today. He came born into this world to save us from our sins. Now, as we look at the story today in chapter 1 verses 18 through 25, we see that God chose two very ordinary people, just like you and me. Ordinary. He didn't choose any religious rites, any political correct people. He didn't go out and get the best folks dressed. He chose two very ordinary people. Isn't that awesome? Now, that ought to make us feel pretty good, amen? Because I don't know about you, but I'm pretty ordinary. But, of course, I know you're all that in a bag of chips, right? Amen. Amen. But these two people, they had something that the Lord saw. And I wonder if we could just look at that real quick this morning. This is what they were. It says they were faithful. They were humble. And they were courageous. You see, these are the kind of traits that our Heavenly Father can work with. Faithfulness, being humble, and being courageous. God sees that and He starts doing the unexpected. You know what, folks? God can do unexpected things with very ordinary lives. Amen? He can do things in your life that you would not even believe if you would do what? Have the faith. You would humble yourself and you would be courageous. So, and seeing all of these things, God sent angels to him. And Mary, she conceived a child through the Holy Spirit. And then they had even more angels that came and encouraged them and gave them instructions. You see, these two ordinary young people, they were set to do unexpected things. So let's take a look what's going on in the scriptures here. Mary and Joseph were pledged to be married. Now, back in those days, they went through an engagement period, and Mary comes up pregnant during the engagement period. Now, I could imagine what Joseph was thinking. He didn't know if she cheated on him, but she didn't know if something bad had happened to her. But I know this, at that moment, they didn't think that anything good was going to come from this. Oh, my goodness. Of course, Joseph was being a godly man. The Bible tells him that he was faithful to the law. And back in those days, both Jewish and Roman law both required a man to divorce his wife if she was found guilty of adultery. In fact, if you didn't, in those days, if you didn't divorce her, you were found in contempt. But Joseph was a very kind man. So he decided to divorce Mary quietly so that she would not be disgraced. Amen. But you see, one night an angel spoke to Joseph in a dream. He told him, don't be afraid. Mary's all right. She didn't do anything wrong. This child is conceived by the Holy Spirit. He didn't cheat on you. Something awesome and incredible is happening here. And he does three things here. He gives the baby a name, gives him a sex, and he gives the baby a mission. Gives the baby a mission. Jesus, he will save us from our sins. So let's talk about that name for a second. It's interesting that Jesus is the same name as Joshua, only Jesus is the Greek version and Joshua is the Hebrew version. But they both mean Savior. And Jesus is the coming Savior who will save people from their sins. Now, as an old preacher once told me, let's get down to where the rubber meets the road here. Let's talk about what's really going on here. What does all this mean to us? What does it mean to you that he came to save us from his sin? What did those scriptures mean about him being born in a manger and conceived by the Holy Spirit? You know what that means to us, folks? That means that we can be saved not just from sin, but from the very power of sin. Amen? God has done an awesome thing here. You see, some of us, we get hooked up and all messed up in all kinds of evil things. And I'm not going to call them out. You know what they are. You know what's going on in your life. If you don't know, God's going to show you what's going on in your life. Amen? And believe me, he will. But he came to save us from all those hookups that we have, all those things that we can't seem to get rid of, and we can't because we have no power over sin. You know who has power over sin, folks? Jesus has power over sin. So what are we supposed to do when these things come upon us and they bother us and they hamper us, they keep us from worship? You know, let me say this one thing about feeling. Our feelings. Our feelings can fool you every time. Amen? Sometimes I think I'm having a real, real great religious moment, so to speak, and I found out it's just gas from all the coffee I've been drinking. You know, what I'm trying to tell you is be careful with your feelings, all right? Don't go by feelings with the Lord because you may not feel like doing anything. Amen? You may not feel like worshiping the Lord, but you know what? In spite of your feelings, guess what? The Master still loves us. Amen? He still died for us. In spite of all the evil things that we do and how we feel, he still loves us. So Don't worry about your feelings. You know what you ought to replace those weird feelings with? Replace them with faith. Replace them with trust. Learn to trust in Jesus. Because you know what, folks? You're not going to be able to make it any other way. I know this for a fact because I've tried. You're not going to make it any other way. When you try to fix things on your own, the devil's going to kick you around, just kicking you. But you know what? The Bible says this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? We have an advocate. We have a help for us. We don't have to be under the power of sin. Well, why is he telling me this on Christmas Day? This is the Lord's birthday. What better time to tell you this on the Lord's birthday? Amen? Amen? This is his birthday. So, it being his birthday, we ought to make a special, special effort to get things right with him, to get things going in the right direction. So, three things that comes to my mind in those scriptures. One of them was he gave, that angel told Mary that Jesus had a mission. That mission was to save his people from his sins. He is our only hope. You need not look any further. Don't look to the left or look to the right. Don't look to your friends. Don't look to your parents. Don't look to your church. Who do you look for? You look to Jesus. Because you know what, folks? All those other things will let you down. But Jesus will never, ever, ever fail you. Well, preacher, why is it that I go through so much? Why do I hurt? Why is my body racked with pain? What's going on here? I don't have an answer for you, but I can tell you this. Whatever you're going through right now, Jesus has the power to help you through it. Jesus has the power to carry you through it. He has the power to make sure that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Jesus came here to save us from our sins, folks. Now, what are you going to do with this information? You see, we don't have a leg to stand on this morning. We know why he came, and we know what we must do. As I recall from last Sunday, I talked about the bread of life, and Jesus said something about the bread of life. He told them this. They said, well, Lord, what do we do? What do we need to do? And Jesus told them that you don't have to work to do anything. All you got to do is what? Believe. All you have to do this morning, folks, is trust and believe in that Savior who has gone to the Father, who sits at the right hand of God, who is coming again one day to take those whom he loves back to heaven with him. All you need to do is believe and trust him. Well, preacher, I can't do that. I got so much going on in my life. Well, I can tell you this. Whatever you got going on in your life right now, and it's not of Jesus or not for Jesus, ask the Lord to get rid of it. Amen? Oh, what a blessed time is to get things right and get that cleaned out is on the Lord's birthday. Jesus came to save us from our sins. If you don't get nothing else, get that. Get that. He came to save you because what? Because he loves you. Because he loves us. Oh, I guess he could have let us float around and just do nothing, but he loved humanity so much that he came to save. So this morning, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to follow him? Are we going to trust him? Are we going to believe on him? Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Because he's our only hope. He's our only hope. God bless you this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And whatever that you're going through, I pray this morning, as I give the invitation, that you bring it to the altar. And do this for me, folks. When you bring it to the altar, leave it there. Amen? Don't pick it up and take it back to your seat with you. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask him to give you a new direction. And then trust him. All those things that's bothering you, all those sins that in your life, ask for forgiveness and leave them there. While we prepare for the invitation this morning, while we get ready to sing, I want you to know that the altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. Don't be afraid of who's looking at you. The only person you got to be concerned about who's looking at you is Jesus. Amen? And he's looking directly at you. He's looking directly at you. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn? Good Christian friends, rejoice.
Good Christian friends, rejoice. We are in the most. Give heed to what we say. News of Jesus Christ is born.
You may be seated. As you prepare to leave this place, you get ready to go eat all that good food and fellowship with your family and be around each other and open up all those wonderful boxes and gifts that you're going to open up. Remember this. Remember this. Jesus loves you very much. And remember this also. He's coming back. And he's not coming back as a baby. Amen? No, no, no. He's coming back as one who is coming to get his people and take them home. Amen?
Amen.
Are you ready to go home?
No, we have open presents, Pastor.
Are you ready to go to your heavenly home?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Because I was going to say, now, if you're ready to go to your heavenly home, something's got to happen. What's that?
Jesus.
Jesus is going to have to come back. Or you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to die and go to the other side. God bless you this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue to keep all of our first responders, our military, everyone in our thoughts and prayers. We have continued prayers for 2-year-old Liam showing improvement, but still has a long way to go. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting support, Sandy Bundick's grandson Patrick, Stephen and friend Nikitha Thomas, Gerda's sister Immigard Metz, Jean Bixler's friends Cindy and Conrad Murray, and Stella and Delbert Saunders, Clark Hood, Joni Peterson's family friend, Sandra Christensen and her family, and Linda Warren and family, and Chad Smith, the Souders' great nephew. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers for the members of our church, Ted and Tessie, Bonnie Chambers and her family, Alice Tyler, Homer Vargas, Sandra Boykins, Janice Walker, James Murphy, Donna Anderson,
Virginia Molinoff, James Whitney and family, Lance Shaw, Jim and Linda McMillan, Elaine and Jean, Kathy Bedell, Vicki Bauman, Esther Berryman, Laura Dixon. Lord, hear our prayers, but at the same time, thanks be to God for all he's done for us. Wanna, as this is the end of December, and I want to apologize. 3 times this month I've messed up on time doing the scriptures, and it's one of the most joyous times that I love reading the scriptures, and I messed up, so I apologize. Next Sunday we'll have someone else doing them for me, or a new one, but in the meantime, I apologize for, the messing up. Also, want to, at this time, Ann and Tessie, if y'all will come up here, please. Yes, Pastor. Y'all going to stay down there?
It's good to have somebody keeping us in line. Again, we want to say how much we appreciate both of you. You have just been a light for us, because we've gone through a lot here, and Alamo is strong. Amen. And it's because of people like you and the faith that you give us that we can continue on. And we appreciate it. And our appreciation, we have a slight gift for you. And I'll just let you know, it isn't keys to a lawnmower. It's not a Hawaiian vacation. Okay? So you just enjoy yourselves. And again, we all wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, before we get to that, next Saturday is New Year's Eve, and there will be a lot of celebrations going on, and I would like to invite you to come at 6:30 p.m. for our celebration here. It is a service of healing and rededication as we turn loose of all the things that have affected us during the year, and we rededicate ourselves to service to Christ. So please come join us at that time. 6:30 p.m.
I want you to do one thing for me. Would you please stand? Could you stand just for a minute? And I just want you to touch someone. If you can, if you know, you don't do a lot of moving around. Just touch and agree with someone. Amen. 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 Oh, gracious, merciful Heavenly Father. You've been so good to us. So good to us. We didn't deserve nothing but the worst, but you give us your best. We thank you for this congregation. We thank you for the love that they show you. We thank you for the faith that they show you. And Lord, it's nothing that me and Tessie do. We're just vessels, just messengers. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about what you do for us. And as we leave this place, oh, gracious and mighty one, be with us. Go with us. Help us to be the Christians we ought to be. Help us, Lord, that when it looks like we want to get mad, help us, Lord, to back off and say, okay, this is not what Jesus would want me to do. Help us, Lord, that when it comes time to help someone, help us not to shrink away and pretend like we don't see anything. Give us courage, give us humility, and Lord, help us to be the disciples you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you all you've done and all that you're going to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom.
On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again next Saturday and Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is There's a Song in the Air.
There's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky, there's a mother's deep prayer, and a baby's low cry, and the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing, or the manger Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy for the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. Oh, the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. In the light of that star lie the ages in birth, and the song from afar has swept over the world. Every heart there's a flame and the beautiful sing in the homes of the nation that Jesus is King.
Go in peace.